In Malawi, many have fled their homes and farmlands in the southern districts of the country after unusually heavy rains hit last week, causing devastating floods. While the country struggles to cope with the immediate crisis, the UN's Food and Agriculture Organization is reporting that a significant number of households have lost their crops and livestock. But for a better idea of what's happening on the ground, on the line is Florence Roll, FAO's country representative. Ms. Roll, thank you for joining me.
Yes, you're welcome.
Could you describe what the situation is like now within the affected areas?
Yes, I think what is important to understand is that very heavy rains started beginning of January, on the 7th especially, in the south of the country. And the intensity of the rain has been extremely high. So that led to very big flooding in two different ways. In the plain area of the Shire River in the south, you had, and you still have, big surface of land still flooded, and the flood arrived extremely suddenly. In some depression, in many parts of the country, it has been flash flood where, you know, everything has gone in a day or less than a day. So the situation is quite devastating.
And what damage has been done to the agricultural sector?
So the damages are still being assessed for the agricultural sector. So the figures are always evolving. We had a meeting with the Minister of Agriculture, who went for an assessment all over the 15 affected districts. And the latest figures are saying that the total hectareage affected is more than 60,000 hectares. And the number of households of family farms is around 250,000. If you look at the population, the ratio of number of people per household in Malawi, it's more than 1.5 million people affected.
For FAO and partners, what can you do to resume food production in the country?
So we are lucky in a sense because it's the beginning of the agriculture season. The farmers planted end of December because the rain arrived very late this year. So it was just, you know, 15 days of into the agricultural season. So we still have a very narrow window to replant. Of course, we will not be able to plant maize because it's going to be too late to harvest something in March or April. But we have other solutions like sweet potatoes, like cowpeas, like cassavas, etc., depending on the location. The second window of opportunity is using the residual moisture when the water recedes and then after irrigation as well. And for these two windows, there are more opportunities, so we could replant. We could support farmers to replant maize, beans, vegetables, etc.
Malawi already has high levels of chronic malnutrition in the country. Does the situation concern you then?
Of course, it's worrying. I mean, the stunting rate in Malawi is around 42% for the children under five. And in addition to that, this kind of flooding is an acute situation which will worsen the situation. That's why it's extremely important to respond to this flood, to this emergency, by providing food to the people who have lost everything right now, but to also ensure that they restore their livelihood, which is mainly agriculture in Malawi, so that they can start harvesting some food in June, July. Otherwise, we'll be in a situation where all these affected people will not be able to plant until the next rain season, which is in December, November, December, and get food in March, April of next year.
Are you able to gauge at this point whether or not it will be possible to recover from the damage done by the floods?
Some damage, it will take a long time. And I'm thinking about infrastructures, for example, you know, bridges damage, roads totally cut. These will take time. For the agricultural sector, we can recover as much as possible, depending on the time window that we have. So the soonest we are able to support these affected families, the better we'll recover. The FAO is working with all the NGOs active in the agriculture sector in the affected district to see how they can reprogram some of their longer-term development projects into supporting these emergency situations. And we're working with the government in order to understand where to go in priority, assuming that funding will come.
Ms. Rule, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you very much.